Hey, you know, Will, there are 7 days in a week.
Yes, Leanne, I know that.
And 6 of these days are not Sunday.
Yeah, the names of the other ones escape me right now, but I get the idea.
Well, my point is that when people hear this, it doesn't have to be Sunday, which could open up a whole new listening experience.
Well, there's just one thing.
What?
This collection is called NPR Sunday Puzzles.
All right. Well, you know, there's lots of things named after days of the week that don't end up being day-specific. I mean, Sunday Times crossword puzzle. You know, sometimes I'm solving that on a Friday.
I don't believe that. You usually have it done before the show's over. But speaking of puzzles, I've got a little piece of wordplay I'd like to tell you. It's something for you to think about.
Okay.
Okay, you're looking for a 7-letter word. And the letters in the even positions, which are the 2nd, 4th, and 6th, are NPR. And the 7-letter word is something that NPR can sometimes do to listeners. What is it?
Oh, but Will, there's no guest. There's nobody to play with.
Leanne, I have complete confidence in you, and you have until the end of the CD to get the answer. And that reminds me, we have a collection of great puzzles to introduce.
Carefully selected after going through hundreds.
Probably thousands of puzzles over the years.
Thousands of puzzles over the years. Actually, we even asked listeners for their favorite puzzles, and we've come up with the most memorable guests, the most fearless contestants, and actually some pretty darn good stumpers from you, Will.
Well, starting with the very first puzzle from the first show back in January 1987.
Mm-hmm. Susan Stamberg was the host, and there was a pianist, Steph Scajari, who played music during the breaks, and the show was very loose, kind of leisurely Sunday morning feel to it. And it was a perfect time to introduce the idea of doing puzzles on the radio.